Let's turn to the kinnis. The kinnis begin with expressions of tsar of the Churban, the expressions regarding the Beis Hamikdash specifically and Eretz Yisrael specifically come later. The first four kinnis are a set. They're sort of a mini Seder HaKinnis. And let me explain what the first four are about generally, and then when we say the kinnis, we'll be able to appreciate it. The first kinna, as I mentioned, the word shavas is actually a separate word. Shavas means everything came to a stop. The world as we know it came to an end. Suru meni shemuni yovai. The kinnis begin with the letter samach for reasons they're explained Bali Bali Mashava, but Suru Mimeni Shemuni Ivrat. Go away from me is what I heard from those nations that passed me by. What this means is that Klal Yisrael that had lived in glory, Klal Yisrael that was a respected people for centuries, that the nations of the world looked to, with the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we have become the scapegoat of the world, the enemy of the nations of the world. Ski umois, they look at us as filth. Be'edre chaveira, among the nations of the world. Edre chaveira could easily refer to the United Nations as much as any group of nations of the world that look at Klal Yisrael. And that change of living in a world where we're hated, where we're despised, is the tsar of the covet of Klal Yisrael. Tsar of the honor of Klal Yisrael. Sakoisa Mishka Mischais Deviraya. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not protect the Beis Hamikdash. Sakoisa, you put yourself away in a hut from protecting my strong one. Sakoisa, you hid yourself. Huvlugo Giboirai, and my Giboirim were killed. Safku Chaf Umaduay Varai. Safku Chaf is an expression of derision throughout Kinnis, where the nations of the world clap their hands together in a deriding way. Umadu Eivarai and Klal Yisrael fell apart. Kesila Kol Abirai, with the death of all of the Giboirim of Klal Yisrael. The first Kinna, Kinna Vav, in the Art Scroll Kinnis, Kinna Vav is an expression of tsar over what took place. It's followed by the next kinna, kinna Zayin. Echa Atzta Ba'apecha. Knesset Yisrael says to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how could you do this? Echa Atzta Ba'apecha. How, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did you act in your anger, La'abed Biyad Adayim Memunecha, to put those who believe in you in the hands of Edayim, in the hands of our enemies? And you didn't remember the Brisbane Absarim that you made with Avram. So we say, Zachar Hashem Mehoyalaru. This is the theme of Zion, of the second Kinna. You have to realize the idea of Eicha, and it's an idea of disbelief. Although Klal Yisrael did Averis, but whatever Klal Yisrael was, the nations were no better. The nations of the world, Edom was not any better. When Yirmiyah came and said Nevuah, Klal Yisrael didn't believe him because what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to trade us for? Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, Achzarius, it can't be. And therefore, when the Churban came, there was a certain sense of disbelief, which is the theme of Eicha. And so, Vav, the first kinna, expresses the tsar, and kinna Zayin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could this have happened? Kinna Ches is a very beautiful kinna. It's a continuation of the theme of Eicha, how could this be? Here the Mekainen talks in the honor of Klal Yisrael in a way that's demanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mekainen says, I wish I could go up to Shemayim and take the Rabbeinu Shalom to a Din Torah. And he asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, how could this be? Why is it? It's a very powerful lashon of demanding for the covenant of Klal Yisrael. Adat Chuk Shemayim. I wish I could fly up to the heavenly spheres, Ala iti shamayim, and take my weeping with me to the heavens, or yoyim achrivi pamayim, and curse the day that we had these two charbonos, es einem yitei roshimayim. And later in Ois Gimel, the Mekainin says, Egroim she'emer ba'al abayis, al kaviyachol forced the ba'al abayis, means the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, to concede that what has happened shouldn't be. E rosha mi'idneni shamir v'shayis. And I would get them all to cry with me, mi'iten shamir v'shayis, could it be that Klal Yisrael was made into shrubbery, into thorn bushes? Adve v'choloiv l'amtzieyu. I would try with all my heart, kaviyachol, to come and find the Rabbeinu Shalom, Eda milim bam l'amtzieyu. And I wish I would know the words with which to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu strongly, Edag, Ayei Raya V'Leyem Tzeyu, Ekeinem Yitein Yodati V'em Tzeyu. So it's a strong lashon of pain for the honor of Klal Yisrael, which is and has been for 2,000 years trampled among by the nations. It's interesting, at the end of Ches, there's a defense of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. After all these tviyas kaviyachol to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it ends, Yisrael me'es bedrachai loy halachu azavuni v'azavtim upanay mehem ne'apachu. The Rabbeinu Shalom answers, I left Klal Yisrael. Azavuni v'azavtim. Klal Yisrael has left me. Raganti ve'elalti yumei v'livi nishpachu kaviyachu. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I'm not happy about it either. Eich tefarti me'reishai sahishlichu Klal Yisrael through the Teferis, which is Klal Yisrael, Kaviyachol, from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So this is the third kinnah. So we have, in order, expressing the Tsar, being Teveya, Kaviyachol, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and then kinnah Tes, which completes this set, is Tzidek HaDin. Klal Yisrael accepts the Rabbeinu Shalom's response, and in this kinnah, we refer to the Teichacha. The first few stanzas, the first four stanzas, refer to, more than the first four, the first six, refer to the good promises of Mechukaisei Teleichu, and then afterwards refers to the Teichecha. Each stanza ends with words of the Teichecha, either with exact words or with words that are paraphrased from the Teichecha, and it accepts a Tzidduk HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din and the Churban. So we say the first four kinnis as a sort of a mini set of kinnis in feeling the tsar and talking Eicha, Kaviyach Dervashon, comes from a feeling of tsar for Kvayt Klal Yisrael, and then being Matzdik Aleinu Asedra. Shabbat.